This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. Today we're welcoming cellist Larissa Maestro among friends from the Nashville Concerto Orchestra. Larissa, welcome to Live in Studio C.
Thanks, Colleen. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about the Nashville Concerto Orchestra.
So the Nashville Concerto Orchestra is a volunteer-based orchestra here in Nashville, which is why it's called the Nashville Concerto Orchestra. That makes sense. And we do four concerts a year. Oh, yeah. We do four concerts a year featuring soloists from the Nashville Symphony, from the local professional musician sort of pool. And each concert is for each concert we donate all of the donations from the door proceeds to a local charity of our choice. And we've been doing it for about 3 years. I started it, I guess like 2.5 years ago with Roger Wiesmeyer, who's a good friend of Live in Studio C. He's been in here several times. And it's just been wonderful. All of these lovely friends and new friends that, you know, come together and just like want to play great music and have a good time and not be stressed out about it.
Now, you wrote and arranged this first piece, correct?
I did, yes. This is a piece that I wrote as an overture for my friend Aaron Ray, who just released a record called Putting on Airs. And it was performed at her release parties in early summer by a string quartet at the basement. She did two concerts in a row. And it sort of takes a look at her record in like an old Hollywood overture style. So I take basically my favorite songs on the record and made them into a medley of sorts.
So take us through which songs we're going to hear.
So we go through, I'm sorry, looking at my notes here. The very first theme you're going to hear is Putting on Airs, which is what the record is named after. And then you'll hear the cello and viola take solos on the song Grand Scheme. A little piece of Mississippi Queen, which is kind of like a rock song on the record, but won't sound like a rock song in this piece. And then recap Putting on Airs, a sort of lengthy section that's based on Junebug. And then you'll hear Anchor Me Down, which is one of my favorite songs on the record, The Real Thing, and the last two pieces that you'll hear are Bad Mind and Can't Cut Loose, which are sort of written in kind of like an Appalachian sort of Mark O'Connor or like kind of Thomas Newman Americana orchestra kind of feel.
All right. So we're starting with the string quartet. This is the Airs Overture based on the album Putting on Airs by Aaron Ray, arranged by Larissa Maestro, live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Brothers Overture, inspired by the album of the same name by Aaron Ray, arranged by Larissa Maestro, performed by a string quartet including Larissa, Zach Casebolt, Kristen Weber, and Bobby Chase. We're having a bit of a setup change here as we switch from traditional string quartet to cello quartet. So it's a real-life game of musical chairs in the studio right now as we move personnel around. And Larissa, in her cello quartet, will be joined by Joshua Dent, Austin Hoke, and Melody Chase. Larissa, what gave you the idea to write a cello quartet?
Cello's just the coolest, really. I think mostly it was, I've obviously loved cello for a long time because I play it. And I understand the cello better than I understand the other instruments in the string family, like what it's capable of and what you can sort of do with it. And I'd been working on this piece for like 6 years, like just bit by bit. And then I ended up using part of it in a commercial for this show on the Sundance Channel called The Red Road. They used like a little piece of it for this like animation, like ad for like watch the show. And so I recorded it by myself, you know, just me playing all the parts in my little studio. And I was like, I really like it. I want to do something more with it. And it was always kind of about like the feelings in your head or the thoughts that you have that are things that you don't share with anyone, things that you sort of don't share with the world, like the anxieties that are inside of you or like the sadness that always lives in the back of your mind that you don't sort of broadcast. And I've been looking for a title for it, and I spoke to my mother about it, and she's from the Philippines, and I was like, I feel like there's not a word in English for this. Like it doesn't feel like private, feels like that doesn't feel right. Like there's no real word for it. And she suggested this morning, actually, suggested a word in Tagalog, Filipino, lihim, which means secret, but a secret that has been hidden, not something bad or something good, just something that is not, that is for you and not for, not to share. And I sort of thought that that worked pretty well.
So for you today, Nashville, a piece where the ink on the title isn't yet dry. This is Lahim, a cello quartet by Larissa Maestro. Lahim, a brand new cello quartet written by Larissa Maestro and performed here on 91 Classical. Larissa, tell us about the Concerto Orchestra's next concert.
Yay, I'm so excited. Our first concert of the season, of the 2018-2019 season, is on October 6th at St. George's Episcopal. We'll play at, I think, 3 sharp. We'll be doing Respighi Cello Concerto. Keith Nicholas from the Nashville Symphony will be our soloist on that. We'll be doing a piece for 8 cellos and soprano by Villa-Lobos. It's so beautiful. I'm not totally sure how to pronounce it, so I don't want to embarrass myself and say it wrong. You want to try to say it, Josh?
Bacchianus Brasiliaris.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
I'm always afraid that I'm going to say it wrong. And we're going to be doing this as well, this piece that you just heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like we promoted off of the show, the Concerto Orchestra will show us that there's always room for cello. Larissa and friends, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been wonderful.
Next week on the show, we'll welcome the Miro String Quartet. Based in Austin, Texas, they'll be in Nashville for a residency at Austin Peay, and they'll be live in Studio C. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.